Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
Well over a month of this shit, man. I mean, it's like
Dude, man, I've been going at it ever since Christmas time, man. Ever since I had on a jacket, me and her been going at it, dog. When I say we've been going at it, we've been going at it hard. And, you know, it's just like constantly. Well, such and such said this. The boss said this. The boss, well, I was, you know, me. I said, okay, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm gonna kick back. I'm going to let you keep thinking that, you know, I'm listening to you. But the whole time, I'm making sure I'm documenting everything, man. I took all that stuff to her supervisor. Her supervisor was like, I ain't never seen none of this stuff a day in my life.
I don't even know.
Right. She, man, they had to take all the write-ups and shit off me and everything, dog. I'm like, okay. What I'm talking about. I feel like I won a moral victory today.
Shit, man, we need one. Everybody, all of us.
Dude, I mean, you know, I was one step away from being fired. And now it's it's like, man, it happened. That shit, y'all got to erase.
Well, now you got a clean slate. So all you got to do now is keep your nose clean and do what you got to do, and you ain't got to worry about that bullshit no more.
Yeah, but I know that motherfucker gonna be on my ass. I know that motherfucker gonna be on my ass.
That's why you gotta just do what you're supposed to do, man. No
right.
Shortcuts. Do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Clock in, clock out.
Right. Well, okay. Enough of that. Enough of my moral victory. Let's get it on the cracking, man. Let me ask you now.
Hold on, man. We gotta say what's up to G.
Oh, what's going on, G?
What's up?
Chilling. You know how we do network politics.
That's my little cousin. Well, he ain't little no more, but that little big cousin.
All right, did you just have to? I mean, all you got to say, that's fam now. I know who he is. You said he tried to put you like that, my little cousin. So you're a grown ass motherfucking man now.
Still little to me.
Whatever. Anyway, what I was saying, man, you ever hear women talk about their worth?
All the time.
You know what I'm saying? I always hear women talk about, a man needs to know my worth. A man needs to know my worth. Okay, do you know the man's worth? What is the man's worth? And I know, like I said, before you women get on here, I don't want to hear y'all talking about, well, he worthless. Because if he was worthless, you wouldn't be with him. You thought he was
very
worthless,
true.
You would not be with him. Gee,
very
I'm going to hit
true.
You, man. I mean, how do you feel, man? Do you feel, do you ever hear that? You ever hear a woman, you should know a woman's worth?
Yeah, man, I heard that a few times, man.
What you get out of it, man? I mean, do you feel like she needs to know your work?
Yeah, I mean, I look at it like you got a man, he taking care of all them bills, putting food in the house and everything. I mean, if he ain't worth nothing, then what you with him for? You know what I'm saying? But you going to find somebody that's going to do that and you still call him worthless.
Good point. Sunshine, what's up?
Hey,
what's going on now?
What's up?
you push one mighty early.
Right, you usually don't push one that's like 10 minutes before the show over.
Yeah, she pushed one real early tonight.
All right, I was about to say, let's get it going.
See, I wasn't even going to say anything negative about a man. Because, for one, if a woman knows her worth, she's not going to be with a man that don't recognize that. And if she is and she got a question as to whether or not he know her worth, that means she don't know her own worth.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Talk to me like I'm in the second grade. Like I'm your 10-year-old son. And I come to you, I say, Mama, when a woman say her worth, what does she mean?
She means as far as what she does for him, what type of morals she has, what type of value she has. I mean, well, that's my opinion. When I say my worth, it's about my morals, my values, what type of person I am.
Okay, I can agree with that. But then, like I said, Do you look at the man for what he do? Or what I mean, what he's bringing to the table? And I don't mean just you in particular, but I'm saying women in general, because we have a lot of times when we hear these women like, shit, motherfucker need to know my worth. But you, in some instances, y'all are worthless. I mean, not you, per se.
That's
you,
true.
You got some women that but
no, that's true.
You want a motherfucker to know, you want a motherfucker, like, okay, let's say, for instance, you're not working. You're not working. You may get a little check and whatnot. You get the little stamps and whatnot. But I'm footing the bills. I'm paying the motherfucking rent. You know what I'm saying? I'm paying the motherfucking NSCO, IPL or whatever y'all call it down in Minnesota. I mean, I'm paying the electric, the gas, the motherfucking, you know, I got everything going. But then the motherfucker talking about, you need to treat me like a motherfucking queen. But you can't even wash, you can't even get up and wash clothes, and you know what I'm saying?
But see, that's what a lot of women get it twisted, because if you doing all that, you are treating her like a queen.
Yeah, that's
true. And
that's
what a lot of women fuck up. They don't understand. They think, you know, treating you like a queen means you get her hair done every week, getting her nails and shit done every week. That's not necessarily treating you like a queen, because a motherfucker can do all of that and still beat your ass. That's not treating you like a queen.
I ain't getting no hair and nails done.
I mean,
you know what?
I'm just saying. I ain't got it like that. Shit, I need you to give me $20 to get my hair cut.
I ain't got no problem. You know what, man? A lot of things that I noticed is that a motherfucker be like, you know, when they say they worth, a lot of times they talking about the pussy. I'm like, is that the only thing that y'all feel like y'all, that's the only thing y'all got to show y'all worth is the pussy?
See, that's why I asked the question in the beginning, because a lot of people don't even know what they're worth. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't even know the definition of the word.
Exactly.
A lot of women don't know that word. They don't even know what it means.
But they quit to
and
use
that's
it.
Why
and it's all about how good they sex is.
And that's
is
why
all
I
about.
Said if a woman has to say he don't know my worth, that means she don't know her worth. Because
exactly.
That means she's putting value on her pussy instead of on talking about her moral character as a person.
Okay, we got Butter here. Butter, what's happening?
What's going on?
All right, now take
it out. Hey.
Tonight's topic is, you know, we always hear a woman say that a man needs to know her worth. But do you really know a man? I mean, do you know a man? I guess what we started off saying, do you know a man's worth? But we got to kind of ask, do a woman really know her worth?
What does the word actually mean?
Yeah, because sometimes I think, man, me and Sunshine all the time hit on the topic that a lot of women, they kind of get confused on that word, my worth.
Right.
So in your own definition, what do you feel your worth is? I mean, if you telling her, as Father Time say, look at me as a fifth grader, a little kid, that you got to break this down to me. What does the word worth mean to you?
My worth, my respect, what I do, how I should be treated, how I should be respected, emotionally and mentally.
Okay, so now, let's just say if I'm coming to the table, me and you, we squaring up, and I'm like, well, shit. You know, and I'm looking at you like, well, you need to know my worth, and I'm asking you, well, shit, what you doing for me? You know, what is your worth? What did you bring to the table for me? What would you tell me?
Well. I mean, that would be like a deep conversation, like telling you all about myself.
What sex
what
been
I
is?
Can and cannot, can and will not, can accept and will won't accept.
Okay, well, let me ask you, would sex be a part of that? Would sex be an issue in that?
No.
No, okay, okay, okay.
No.
Go ahead, dog. Go ahead.
I mean, my thing is, basically, that's nowadays, that's what everybody bases everything on. How good you can fuck. That's what you're worth. You know what I'm saying? And it's really not about that, man. Me personally, I think worth is all about how you treat each other, how you do for each other. You know what I'm saying? That's to say, that goes for man and woman. Because a man has a worth too. Just like your woman always say, well, you don't know my worth. A man can say the exact same thing. Well, you don't know my worth. You feel me? I mean, in your opinion, what's your worth to your woman?
You talking to me?
Actually, we're going to start with Lil Jura. Lil Jura, what's your worth to your woman?
I mean, I do different things, you know what I'm saying? Like, when she got issues going on, you know what I'm saying? I talk to her, let her know everything is going to be good, you know? I definitely take care of her, you know what I'm saying? If she needs something, I get that for her, you know? I mean, I basically feel like it's an all-around thing. Like, it don't just have to be financially, you know what I'm saying? You don't just have to take care of bills and spend money like that. I mean, basically, if you with somebody and you let them know that when you make that person you with feel like they don't need nobody else, that's what I feel my worth is.
Okay. That's not bad. That's not, especially with the part you just said. If you with me, you feel like you should feel like you don't need nobody else. Right, that's pretty fucking good. What about you, dog? What's your worth?
I think G summed it up with that last one. That what
exactly.
You just said. He summed it up with that one. I mean, shit. If you with me and you feel like you don't need nobody else, then you know my worth. I mean, that was G, that was some real shit. What you said, that was some real shit. Because if a motherfucker feel like that, then they automatically know your worth. If they feeling like, okay, he got me. He got me, whether it's financially, you know what I'm saying, mentally, you know, whatever. He got me. That shit, you good.
I agree 100%.
100%.
But you know what? This is for male and females. A lot of people don't know each other's worth until it's gone. Once it's gone, then you recognize that person's worth. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, when you're together, it's always arguing, this and that, you know, fights. But then when you break up and you sit back and you think about everything that went on in a relationship, you figure out, you know what? I messed up. I fucked up. She was the one or he was the one or whatever. But that's when you find out what a person's worth is when you ain't got them no more.
Sometimes.
When you meet, when you meet that next person, you be like, well, damn. I miss old girl. She was doing, you know what I'm saying? She was worth way more than this chick. All she do is ask.
So that's my question. Okay, if a man is in a situation with a woman, and this woman basically has lied to him, you know, went behind his back, hurt him basically in the end, when he gets, and he was real good to her, he kept her hair, her nails done, kept her, you know, shopping, you know what I'm saying, she didn't have to work if she didn't want to. So if he did all of that, then the next person he with, is they going to, like, suffer because of that?
In a lot of cases, yeah.
I don't think so, man.
I think
what she described is a sugar daddy.
No. He's not a sugar daddy. This is just how he treated her and how he said he wanted to treat his woman. And
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, and I'm gonna be the first to admit, yeah, You're not gonna, at least not right away. You're not gonna get that. You're not gonna get that luxury that old girl got, because I mean I got burnt by it. So I be a goddamn fool to go in there doing the same damn thing. I am not doing.
But
now
I have to disagree with you, because now you're treating a new girl off of how this old girl. You're treating a new girl after you met the hold on for a second. You're hurting a new girl because of what happened in the past. That's what I'm saying.
You know what? I'm not saying that's you. I'm not saying I'm right for it. I'm probably wrong for doing it. But yeah, you know what? Matter of fact, hey, have any of y'all ever caught this movie? It's called Insecure.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Man. Well, the gist of the movie is the guy, he already had issues. Then his fiance cheated. But you see, I hear it in your voice. I hear it in your voice. But I gotta say, you knew that dude was crazy when you met him. And he had his issues. He had his issues. But nevertheless, he did love that woman. He did have his issues. But he loved that woman, and that woman cheated on him a day before she got married. Okay, so now the new girl that came, oh, her life was a living hell. Her life was a living hell because of all the shit that the old girl put him through. Now, granted, everybody was like, he was crazy, he was deranged, and I'm not saying that he didn't take things too far, but you got to know that everybody gets to a breaking point. Now, she thought it was gravy. She thought it was gravy because when he met her, he took her on this expensive trip. You know what I'm saying? She didn't even try to get to know. Okay, well, let me get to see how crazy this motherfucker is. All she seen was the cars, the money, the house, the jewelry. Oh, shit. Hell yeah, I want him. But as she got to know him, she'd have seen right from Burrow, dude had some motherfucking issues.
All right, hold that thought, man. We got a new caller.
No new caller. That's way low.
I know. Wicked Waylo, what's up?
What's poppin'?
Hey, Waylo.
What's good?
Nah, man. What's happening, dog?
Shit, man. Just got back from the down liquor store, and this ungrateful ass broad. Hold the door open for us. She walk a little pretty ass, you know, without saying thank you. I hate this shit.
I can't stand that, man. I hate that with a passion, dude. I hate that with a passion. That go on all the time up here.
Yeah.
You really get a thank you up here.
Like, you fine, but you ain't that goddamn fine, your rude motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? I can't stand that shit, man. If I could do it over, I'd slam the door in your face.
Man, do it too, though. I feel the door open. And that's just how I am, out of courtesy for the next person that's coming behind me. I hold the door. And a lot of times it'd be men, they don't say thank you either.
Well,
and
that's rude.
I don't make it no better. I just say you welcome loud enough for them to hear me.
That probably was me. I recognize you. I ain't saying
they probably mad because the chick that they held the door before, they didn't say thank you. So he probably mad at your ass.
Uh-huh. Sorry, Sunshine, I'll say thank you next time. I'll say thank you next time. I'll make sure I yell out thank you.
Okay.
All right, Waylo, do you know your worth as a man?
Do I know my worth?
Yeah, do you know your worth as a man?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, let me break it down to you like you're a fifth grader. You know how a woman always saying... Okay, I figured that. You sound like you was lost a little bit. You kind of paused there like, what is he talking about? But I ain't going to put you out there like that. But you know how a woman to tell you don't know her worth? Now, you as a man, in your definition, your own words, what does worth mean to you as a man? Like, you go to a woman and say, baby, you don't know my worth. She say, well, what do you mean? What would you tell her?
She don't realize what the fuck she got in her face. All the shit that I put up with to be with her ass.
Come on, dog. You Wikipedia Waylo. Come on now. Come on with a little bit better than that, bro. Give me some technical terms.
Some technical terms. Let's say ungrateful, never satisfied.
No, we talking about you as a man.
Lee? Oh, we talking about Lee.
Okay, all right. Let's do it like this.
The appreciation.
You
that's my big
Hold on, Waylo. You and her sit down at a table. She tell you what she going to bring to the table. What do you tell her you going to bring to the table?
Security. That's basically
okay.
The number one thing that the woman want right there is security. If a woman don't feel like they're safe and they ain't, you know, they ain't got their protector around them, then they going to go looking for that.
Okay. Sunshine, is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, Butter, is that true to you? Do you look for security in a man?
No.
You don't?
No. I look for stability.
Okay. But now you do want a motherfucker to protect you at the same time.
Right. You don't want a motherfucker that be able to protect you?
Right.
You don't want to feel protected while you with him?
No, so if y'all were out at the club together and some shit jump off, it wouldn't bother you if his ass ran off and left you there. if he ran off and left me there, then there ain't no reason for us to be together.
Right, so don't you want
okay,
to...
Okay, but that's what we're talking about, the security.
That's the
story. I mean, that is a good thing to have.
Let me put it another way. It's dark outside, all the lights is off. We just had a badass storm. When you feel safer if the nigga was laying next to you in bed than sleeping by yourself, worried about somebody coming in your crib because it's dark as fuck.
Right. You call him, all the power off, and I'm just here by myself, and he tell you, well, make sure all your windows and doors locked. Be over there tomorrow.
I'm playing,
right.
I'm playing PlayStation. I got power. I ain't coming over.
Right. I got power.
Mm.
Well, for me, it would depend. If I'm playing Call of Duty and I'm about to prestige, I'd be like, I'll be over there in a second. Hold on. It's hard to prestige on that game, man.
Well, as long as he can take care of the bills,
you don't give a fuck about security.
I mean, I've been taking care of myself forever, so.
I mean, I'm just saying, wouldn't you rather have that motherfucker that you feel secure with laying next to you in the bed? You ain't got to worry about a motherfucker coming in, knocking you upside your head, and taking your shit.
It's in the closet.
I mean, I understand it's in the closet, but you ain't got to get up to get in the closet. That nigga laying right next to you with his shit on his lap.
Mm.
All right, now, but hold on, y'all. Hold on.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. I don't mean to cut you off, dog. I don't mean to cut you off. But, all right, now, Butter. I understand what you're saying, but, I mean, at what point in time do you think, if you met somebody and that's the attitude you have, I mean, how you really thinking you're going to let him deal? I mean, me personally, it's not that I have the attitude like that.
It's just that's the first thing you asked me. What would I want?
I would want you to be so secure
to me, but you ain't got no job. You can't do nothing for yourself or for me.
Wait. So what you're saying, which goes back to what I said earlier, is that as far as you go, everything's about, I mean, you got to have that financial thing. Fuck everything else. You can take care of yourself. You just need a motherfucker financially.
I don't need.
I mean, you would rather have. I'm not saying you need anything. I'm just saying you would rather have that financial thing now. More so than anything. I mean, I'm not trying. I mean, if I'm saying it wrong, just tell me I'm saying it wrong. But I mean, I'm just asking.
Yeah, I think he's saying it wrong.
Okay, well, explain it to me again. Please do.
Like, okay, when I was taught that when you get married, you and your husband build a solid foundation, you know, and you have a plan and all this. For a man to step up to you and he already has his own plan or he already has the foundation laid, I would want that, you know.
So you say you would rather have somebody established already from the jump. It's not a building process. When you meet somebody, you want to meet somebody that's already established.
You basically just want to have not, you don't want to have not ass nigga. That's basically what you're trying
that's
to say.
That's all, basically.
I'm not taking it nowhere. I'm not even, I mean, if you want to have a man that's established, you want to have a man that's established. I'm not saying it's a good or a bad thing. I'm just saying.
It's the way you're saying it.
Okay, because I'm saying that you'd rather have a man that's established. Listen, I mean, how is that a bad thing?
Okay.
I mean, maybe because you hearing it the way you want to hear it. I don't know.
Okay.
But.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on, y'all. Everybody, hold on for a second. Go ahead and say what you got to say, G.
I mean, I just got a question. Okay, when it comes to a woman figuring out what a man is worth, what means more? I mean, is that man that take you to get your nails did, that pay your bills and all that? Is that man worth more than that man that sit down with you when you had a long day at work and you got something on your mind? And
that's what I'm saying.
Which one of those men is worth more?
Like this. Even if I say that this man is established and he has a foundation, that doesn't mean that he's coming out of his pockets and he's doing this, and that. That means that I ain't got to worry about him, his lights getting cut off, his car being repoed, you know what I'm saying? He has everything that he needs to do what he has to do daily without having to hustle and do this and do that to get it.
He's a successful dude, basically.
He's successful at whatever he's doing, whether it's changing tires every day to riding a Greyhound bus, I don't know. But you know what I'm saying?
So you saying you would talk to a guy that's not successful? He has to be successful in order for you to talk to him.
I didn't say that I would not talk to, but I'm not going to be in like trying to get married and, you know what I'm saying, all that other kind of stuff.
I got a 9-to-5 and watermelon, a 9-to-5. I think I qualify.
You think so?
Everybody say hi to Janine.
What's up, Janine?
All
right, Janine.
Yeah.
What's your
kick it to you? Janine, what's your worth to a man?
What's my what?
What's your worth to a man?
What's my worth? Hell. I feel like I'm there for you. I have your back. I assist in providing. I'm not lazy. Shit. I clean, I cook, I work. Shoot, I do a lot.
Go ahead, man. I don't wanna offend nobody. I'm you know, I don't wanna say the wrong thing.
Okay, now what's Janine? What about his work? What does he need to do for you?
I need somebody to who's going to love me, be there to support me, be that strong male figure in my life. That's what I need.
Okay.
All right,
go ahead, man. Make your point.
Well,
I know you were
going to
say something a second ago.
Okay. Now, we were just talking, and I was trying to get the understanding, you know, between, like, okay, stability and security. Now, when I was saying security in the sense of, like, you know, like, if you call, I mean, but if I said it the wrong way, I apologize. But I was saying it in the sense of, like, when you, like, you want a stability, I was saying it in the sense of, like, all right, you know, like, you know, if that man, if you got that man there, and he, you know, if you out with your man, you want to feel secure, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's, like, one of the biggest things. I mean, because I wouldn't want no woman to be like, I wouldn't want to be with you and me and you together in a situation, jump off, and you like, man, let me call my brother.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
You know, like, what
that's
you call your brother for? Let me, what you got to call your brother for? I'm right here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, I wouldn't even know how to act in that situation. Hold on, I'm going to call my brother.
Okay, so like
if
I was in that situation, I wouldn't say, here, let me call my brother, let me call anybody else. It's just me and you right here. So if you going to step up, then you going to step up. If we got to do it together, we got to do it together. It's nothing.
But
okay, but
you know,
I think
if you know if that man don't step up, if he don't, we think it in our head, this punk motherfucker, oh, he's a punk.
I mean, true.
We
so
might
that
not
nigga
soft
as toilet paper.
Yeah, but then
oh,
we start
brother.
Treating them, and you know what? We start treating them as such, too.
Yeah, they sure do.
That's why I say the number one thing that a woman looks for is that security. If that woman
right.
don't have that fucking security, then it ain't going to never be shit.
But you know what, Waylo? I mean, this goes for everybody. Now, buddy, I usually don't ever take your side, but tonight I'm going to take your side. Because if she prefers stability over security, we should just let it ride. That's what she just prefers.
Right.
You know what I'm
mean,
saying?
That's
it feels
like
we
all attacking her.
No, I'm not attacking.
No.
It wasn't like I was attacking. I was just asking. She took it like I was attacking. I just asked. I'm like, okay, you rather have stability or then security. That's all.
I mean, because it was a comment that I would have made, but then it would have went to a whole another level that I decided not to make it. So.
Another
level.
We can go to the other level, it don't matter.
I mean, because when it's all said and done, I depend on God to protect me.
Okay, well, I mean, I understand that, but then God might have sent him to protect you.
And if
true.
He sent him to protect me, then that he shall do.
Well,
that
man,
he shall
like,
do. But I
the
still...
The devil might tell him, man, fuck her.
And guess what? Everything happens for a reason.
Whatever the case may be, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
I'll tell you like this.
Okay,
if I can't get to my shit and you standing right next to my shit, you don't bust my goddamn pistol, we're going to have problems when I get done. Because I look for that same security from a damn woman, just like a woman do from a man.
Exactly. You ain't going to just sit there and let something happen to your man either.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mother Nature already know. If I'm fighting, she fighting. God damn it. We either going to win together or we're going to get our ass whooped together, one or two. That's the only way to go. I mean, don't no man want his woman fighting, but if I'm losing,
To have stability, so you won't have to go through
a whole bunch of dry days than to just go through a couple.
Well, right. Shit, unless you did it, you're going to go through your fair share of them.
Well, goddamn it, I want to get wet because I'm still in a dry spell.
If you ain't, unless you Diddy or somebody of that nature, shit, you going to go through. I mean, we don't want to go through them. Nobody wants to go through them. But shit, you go through them.
Hey, Father Time, you said you're going through a dry spell, but you got to think about people that's out there doing worse than you.
Right.
Well, shit. You fucked up my joke with that, man. Why you gotta get all serious and shit, man? You better get all serious about this shit.
Somebody's doing worse than you. That's all.
I can't make a joke now, man. I can't crack a joke on some shit like that. Damn. In the mortal words of my motherfucking girl.
Damn, damn, damn!
Fucking up the joke. But no, listen. I said that earlier. I flipped it for everybody earlier because most women want security, and most men want stability. A man needs a woman to stabilize his life. Otherwise, he's just gonna run crazy. And a woman needs a man to protect her, to make her feel safe. You know what I mean? That's the only reason I flipped it. I just wanted to get that out there. I mean, think about it. If you don't have a real woman in your life, imagine the dumb shit you've been done in your life.
I know.
True.
But you always had that woman to pull your ass back, to stop you from doing that dumb shit.
Like
I had
an incident where my son's father, it was a guy, one of his friends, was in my basement with a gun pointed to his head.
Whoa. Who was the gun pointed at?
Your son's father had the gun. Oh, he had it pointed to your son's father.
Yes, it was one of his friends. They must have got into it or something, and he pulled out a gun and had it pointed to his head. It just so happened I come downstairs.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking. I mean, he wasn't begging for his life or nothing like that. The dude was like, "You gonna do this?" You know, he was just going off or whatever. I don't know what they was arguing about, but I just walked right up to him. It was like, "I know this is not going on in my basement."
Wow.
Not while my kids is in the house. Y'all got to be kidding. Y'all need to take this outside. And I talked to them like they was too
kids.
Not
take it outside.
Right. Y'all can finish this, baby. Go ahead.
Yeah. When you get outside, call time. Okay?
Right.
I was like, whatever y'all arguing about, y'all need to get over it. And I just was like talking to her. I mean, the guy apologized later on after I seen him later, but he could have been dead down there. I don't know.
If I was your son's father, I'd still be looking for that motherfucker.
I'll be trying to shoot his ass.
I
don't know what happened, but I seen the dude later on, and he apologized to me. Now, so I don't know what happened between them.
You ain't the one that needs the apology.
No, hold on. I got a better question. Have you seen the dude anytime after that?
You mean after he apologized?
Yeah, after he apologized.
No, not that I can remember.
So my father probably killed his ass. I'm gonna blow this motherfucker head off. I'm blowing this motherfucker head smooth the fuck on.
That's crazy.
Right. But for her to walk up to that motherfucker while he got a gun up to her dude head, you know what I'm saying? That's that shit like, okay, man, because, you know, you got a lot of motherfuckers. I done seen a motherfucker in a situation where motherfucker to pull the gun out on him and shit. his woman was like, oh, shit, they ain't got nothing to do with me, and closed the door on his ass.
Damn. See, she would have been a victim of domestic abuse if I got back upstairs.
Dude, it was another woman came to their house and pulled the gun on him. She came out talking that slick shit. She came out, ah, motherfucking bitch, you better get on the way from my house. Old girl up that strap, she said, this ain't got nothing to do with me, and slammed the motherfucking door.
Oh, wow.
Then came back out and threw his shit outside. Here, you get your shit and get the fuck out.
Oh, wow.
Bringing these goddamn problems to my house.
And that's just what she said. Waylo, you must have been there. So I'm sitting there like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Well, he definitely picked the wrong one.
Man.
Yeah, he sure the hell did.
Dog, I like. And then, dog, the real funny part is that it was some TV shit, because after she threw his shit out, the motherfucker, he looking at me, I'm looking at him, it started pouring down raining. I'm like,
oh,
man,
wow.
Go on, get your shit, man, and put it in the back of the truck, and come on, I'll take you home. Well, I'll take you to your mama's house. Soon as he got over the puddle of water, all his shit fell out the bag and into the water. That motherfucker instantly started, man. I see them tears swelling up. I'm like, dude, you better not start crying. You better not start crying, motherfucker.
Oh, wow.
You should have been crying when she had that gun to your head. Shit.
No, this little bitch grabbed me and jumped behind me. I'm like, motherfucker, this is a deranged ass woman, nigga. Let me go. Hey.
Oh, wow.
Goodness. That motherfucker had a bad day. That's what that was.
And you know what, man? And just because we ain't cool no more, his name is James Stewart. Tony Stewart, fuck you, yo.
Oh, wow.
Damn. What he said, shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I ain't seen the motherfucker in years, but he's, hey, just because he's a whole ass motherfucker, I'm going to call his name out. God damn it, it was Tony Stewart. Real name, James Stewart. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, you talk tough, but you was like a bitch when teacher had that gun to your motherfucking head. Your punk.
Wow.
All right, well, this, I'm going to go to a song, and we're going to dedicate this to Tony Stewart.
Jeez, you motherfucking right. I'm the bitch that's keeping it live and keeping it hot when you punk ass niggas don't. Nigga West Side, what? Bring it on.
Look for me, lost in the whirlwind. 96 Bonnie and Clyde, me and my girlfriend. Doing 85 when we ride, dropping this water sin. Born as a ghetto child, raised in this whirlwind. Come on, I'm childhood years, recalling tears, heart laced with venom. Smoking shirt, drinking malt liquor, father forgive us. Me and my girlfriend. Automatic gunfire, exercising all demons. My body on the side, my
drive a man car. I trust you dearly, I shoot blind. In time I clock figures, dropping niggas as we rise. We all soldiers in Gaza. Now it's time for war, never leave me, baby. I'm paranoid, sleeping with you loaded by my bedside. Crazy, tell us when you hang with the fellas. I wait patiently.
Shit, we going on a goddamn
got, hey, she come out with that motherfucker on and she strapped around her shit and got my dick on. Oh, you got an FK. Goddamn, girl, come here, bend over.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I done had both. That's why I'm asking, because some men get intimidated by a female with some shit like
that. Hell no.
Yeah,
no.
They do.
SK, yeah. You know what? Pull that bitch out the closet if you want to. I ain't mad at you no more.
Hell no. Yeah,
I'm calling
man.
The police.
I done had a Maxine or a man.
Yeah, you do. Who is that? This is my artillery. Who is that?
Oh, Sunshine.
Sunshine, how you doing?
Brandy.
How you doing?
Because I'm saying, man, it's been a situation where a motherfucker, like, I know I done got myself in some shit, and I had to, like, hey, I knew that the police was coming to my house. I'm like, okay, I got to get this shit up out the crib. You know what I'm saying? And you had that damn motherfucker like, hey, bring that shit over here. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I ain't never been allowed to have no gun. Everybody I've been with be like, I can't have no gun for myself.
That's because you probably pulled it out on them. I get your deranged ass
yeah.
So good.
Probably wait till they go to sleep. Be pointing at their nuts and shit.
Hey, you know how, you know, remember that Goodfellas movie? On the Goodfellas when she was out in front. Do you love me or her, baby?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I'm like, okay, maybe.
Now, the person that didn't want, my mom told me that she didn't want me to have a gun.
I think
everyone
should have a gun.
I know.
Yeah, my
well,
bought,
now,
bought,
hold on. What's up? Some carrots.
Yes, I think every woman should have a gun. I agree.
Yeah.
I think every state of woman should have a gun.
Right.
Let me change that.
We'll get
there's a
deal.
Couple of crazy bitches that don't need one.
Hey, I've we'll
shot their ass
pay.
When I seen them.
We gonna get to be one of them pavers. Cause I was stuff with me. Fuck around. Next thing you know, they be talking about the deed on this motherfucker. Talking about she doing 25 to life, and I shoot the motherfucker again. Fuck around. Hey, fuck around. Had her in the courtroom hollering.
Yes, they deserve to die. And I hope they burn in hell.
Oh shit. Well, who made you gonna get the gun? Well, I was talking to Sin City. Who? What is that? We had no acknowledgement of what she's talking about. No, but I mean, yeah, I'm gonna tell you, dog. I bullshit you not. It is a sexy thing when that woman got that pistol, especially when it ain't pointing at you. So I'm saying, just to know she got that motherfucker, she holding that bitch, like, hey, nigga, and you know she got that motherfucker and she gonna bust. If a nigga get on your trail, she busting. Girl, break your ass here.
Hey, you know what? I used to take, I ain't take all of them, but I took a couple of them to the gun range with me and see if they can have a little pistol and shit like that, because they always see my, everywhere I go, I got my pistol on me. Like, I want to shoot it. I was like, well, shit, let's go to the gun range. We'll take it to the gun range soon if we get down there. The motherfuckers down there shoot the whole goddamn place up.
Oh, yeah. So they shooting everywhere, wild and crazy.
Everywhere, except for the damn target.
Oh, yeah.
But it was this one chick, I swear to God, that motherfucker put holes in that damn target so good. I was like, come on, baby, let's go. We're going home. I break the shit out of your ass once we get home.
I would say as soon as you hit that button and you bring that motherfucker target all the way back, you see what I mean? See how many times she just shot
smiley it. Face on that motherfucker.
Hey, you looked at that motherfucker target, you looked at her.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Oh.
I say, man, you love, but like I said, man, you get a down one like that, man. You cool, dog. You feel, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, we don't look for y'all to fight, but just the fact that knowing that, shit, if I'm getting jumped, this motherfucker gonna jump in this motherfucker fight.
Shit, that's what's up.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And you know what? For all practical purposes, I wouldn't want you to jump in the fight because I don't want no man putting his hands on you. I don't want no man trying to hit you like you a man. But the fact that I know that you're willing to do it, that's it. That's enough for me. But if you sitting there like, shit, motherfucker, you get jumped, shit, I'm finna just sit in the car and do my nails.
I'm trying to go ahead and talk to the bus station.
Come on, baby. Get up, baby.
Man.
Knock the fuck out. Help me.
Ain't it, bitch? You couldn't call your brother then and tell him to come help me? Tell your brother fair other motherfucking thing.
Call your brother
die. Hey, I'm getting jumped.
I don't know about trying to jump in to fight no man, but I will go to the trunk real quick.
That's all I need you to do.
Fuck the trunk. All right, my shit in my lap. So all you got to do is reach to the seat, goddamn it.
Yeah.
Well,
reach under the seat,
on the seat.
Right, we
I'm
might
going
have
to get
the
that.
Club. We might have went to the club. Wherever it is at, you get that motherfucker. All you need to do is let two shots off.
Uh-huh. Warning shot, goddammit.
Let them two warning shots off and let the motherfucker go to get up off me and give it to me. I'm going to do the rest.
Yep, because that first shot going to say...
I got to do warning shots?
Yeah, that first shot
got
to say...
Somebody with a gun.
Right, I don't
want you to shoot in the crowd.
Right, I don't want you to hit me by.
Yeah. You shooting everybody but who you supposed to shoot.
Hey, wait a minute. Turn the motherfucking gun that way. That way.
Shit.
Hey, you want to roll with that other one, man? You want to roll with the other one? Go ahead, man.
All right, here we go, y'all. We're going to play another song, y'all. Tell me which version y'all like better. Nope, I guess we're not. My bad.
What the hell? The hell these
DJ
days.
My DJ?
Look for me, young B, cruising down the west side. Doing what we like to do, I wait. Eyes behind shades, cause next is the reason all of my days been blind days. But today, I got my Ferris girl with me. I'm mashing the gas, she's grabbing the wheel. It's trippy how hard she rides with me. The new Bobby and Whitney, only time we don't speak is during sex in the scene. She gets carry fever, but soon as the show's over, she's right back to being my soldier. Cause mommy's a rider, and I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gon' stop both of us? Whatever she lacks, I'm right over her shoulder. When I'm off track, mommy is keeping me focused. So let's lock this down like it's supposed to be. The O3, Bonnie and Clyde, Hov and B. Holla, all I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend. Soon as the show
of the ignition and drop them on the ground. Put your hands out of the window. Step out of the car.
I heard every hand that.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Which version y'all like better? I'm
like
a damn naked mole rat. I can't stand that dude.
I cannot stand Jay-Z, so he is no comparison to Tupac.
Thank you.
Damn, Jay-Z don't get no love.
Hell no.
No
play on
my ride, homie. Naked mole rat.
Of course, Pac don't always be the man. But now, his version was the version that he actually was talking about a man and a woman.
Yeah.
You know, you bypassed the fact that he took Pac's song. And even though Pac didn't like it, he took Pac's song and... He took Pac's song, but, I mean, his version was actually...
Jay-Z version
sucks. His version is so disrespectful.
Monica Lewinsky.
You say what?
Monica Lewinsky.
I'm just saying. If you were trying to compare you and your woman to that, that's all I'm saying, Wickawaylo. God damn.
I mean, I understand that part. I just don't like Jay-Z. I'm sorry.
Me either.
Damn, Nick. Anybody ever watch Kim Possible?
Yeah.
You know that little naked mole rat that's on, don't they look like Jay-Z?
Oh, that's funny. It does.
Really?
No, Kim Possible.
I didn't watch the show, so... Trust me, because I watch cartoons. It's a cartoon.
Well, I know it's a cartoon. But let me ask you a question.
What?
All the fellas, y'all know how y'all like to go out and get fucked up, all that good stuff. Can you do like that with your girl?
You said what?
All right, let's see. You know how we used to get fucked up for your birthday, dog?
Yeah.
Can you drink like that with your girl, just you and your girl? Y'all get fucked up together.
Hell yeah.
I'm talking about bent.
Yeah.
Okay, now, ladies, did y'all drink with y'all guy like that?
It depends.
You can get her drunk and tell her, pick the one in the red. Pick the one in the red.
I just drunk like that. We getting the box out, we pulling the swing out, and anything else I can find under the bed.
Yeah, take her ass to the
What does it depend on? You said it depends. Depends on what?
I mean, you talking about just me and him, and that's it, nobody else?
Yeah, but you drinking like, I mean, y'all get fucked up like you would if it was just you and your girls. Could you get fucked up with your man like that? Just you and him?
It depends on the man.
Your man.
Your partner.
I mean, it depends on who the man is.
Right. Can he drink? I mean, some men might not be able to drink like that.
Some men don't like their women to be drunk like that. So, you know what I'm saying? It depends on the man you with.
Mm-hmm.
If you know
like,
your man. You
get
know,
drunk like that
like
with me if you want to. What we at? Oh, baby, this is a club. This ain't me. It's just a strip club. Don't worry about it. Come on in. They gonna let me in? Yes, they will. Hey, why don't you go and tip that one right there in the red?
But I'm like DMX, man. I want me a ride or die chick, man.
Yes, sir.
Ride or die. Fuck it. We rolling together. Win, lose, or draw.
Both of us pass out on the living room floor. Butt ass naked.
Right.
With carpet burns.
cover way over there. Damn, how many covers you got?
Goddamn rubber on the flat screen and shit. The fuck they get up there?
Yeah, y'all is fucked up. Hey, let me ask y'all a question.
Now, you know damn well if you see the rubber way up there, your ass don't panic. Like, what the fuck did I do?
Yeah, you took that motherfucker off. That's what you did. If that motherfucker on the top of the flat screen, you threw that bitch. Hey, I want to see how it feels.
Oh, hell no.
Hey, Waylo.
Oh, every dude done it.
Let
me ask you a question. I want everybody to be serious and very, very honest. How many of y'all actually had a night like that where you cannot remember what you did the night before? And be honest. I mean, no parts of the motherfucking night.
I have.
Get that fucked up. You don't remember shit from the night before.
Nope. All I know is I woke up on top of her, my dick was still in, with no condom nowhere to be found. We got up, went straight to Planned Parenthood.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm going to go down the line. All right, dog. You ever woke up and had a night the next day you can't remember shit from the night before?
No, I can't. It's like bits and pieces might be blocked out, but overall, I can remember. I can remember the gist of the night. I've never been to that point where I just couldn't remember nothing.
Okay. All right, who next? G, what about you?
Yeah, I definitely had a night like that before.
You can remember shit from the night before.
Man, the last thing I remember is going to the bar over there on Wright Street, and I remember us leaving, and I don't remember nothing after that.
Whew. Sunshine. You ever had a night you just can't remember shit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
Butter?
Oh, I had a night like that. We threw a party, and I remember changing, but I was still at the party. And when I woke up the next day, I was at another house, another location, different clothes on. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Janine?
I can't say that. My brain is self-aware of everything that goes on.
Me too.
I don't care how much alcohol hit it.
Right.
The rest of y'all was stripped something. That's why y'all don't remember shit, because they stripped y'all ass something. That's why y'all don't remember shit. Motherfucker done slipped something in your drink.
Right, because it's like,
I don't put it past them.
I mean, it's some shit I would like to forget, but
exactly.
I was like, you know, and I'm not, and I don't know how in the hell people do that. I don't know how in the hell people block shit out their mind to the point where they just can't remember. Me personally, when people tell me that, and I'm not saying, you know, I think people be lying to me I don't remember that. You don't remember it. Because I can remember pretty much every motherfucker's thing, whether it's good or bad or how much I didn't want to do it or I regret doing it. I remember me doing it. Now, I'm just like, I might wake up the next day like, I can't fucking believe I did that. And I might lie to you like, nah, I don't remember that. I don't remember that, Pinky. I don't remember you telling me that. Overall, I got an idea what the fuck you talking about.
Well, some people can get fucked up like that, man.
Yeah, but
man, I still got shit that happened to me. Now I'm still wondering what the fuck happened.
Well, shit, I mean, it's self-explanatory if you was in the ER with you getting stitched up.
Nah. We got out of basic training, bro. And it's called SEOS Pass. That's when they give you 3 days to go party when you graduate boot camp and shit. Man, my homeboy Smokey's father came from St. Louis, picked us up, drove us to St. Louis, bought us a fucking, I forgot what size bottle of Crown it was, but it was big as fuck. And I didn't drink Crown. Ain't nobody had no alcohol in 8 or 9 months because we was in basic. We all drunk and horny as fuck. We found these chicks. We was chilling with their ass. We wasn't seeing a movie. Next thing I know, everybody disappeared. It was me and my chick. And when I woke up, I was in the back of a Grand Cherokee, butt-ass naked. She wasn't nowhere to be found.
That ain't good.
With your dick stuck in the watermelon. I know she was there till I passed out. And
yeah,
I know we started fucking, but I don't remember the end of the fucking. And I don't remember her leaving.
So you could have a baby out here somewhere. You don't even know.
Hell no. I ain't got no baby. There was you with condoms in the truck. Hell, I still have
one. You
ain't
gonna be using
them. I know I use them. I still have one on.
Fuck that. I ain't never getting that fucked up. I can't remember what happened.
Okay. And don't get me wrong, I can drink. But I just remember everything.
Right. No matter how bad or no matter how horrific
well,
it is.
I can't. I was doing more than drinking that night.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing more than drinking that night. And then on top of that, you never know what they put. Somebody might have put in my drink either.
Mm-hmm. Somebody slipped my ex-wife some shit. She came home. Her girlfriend brought her home. This motherfucker dry heaving, throwing up. Couldn't wake, couldn't get her up and shit. I couldn't even take her to the damn emergency room because she was dead weight. So she finally snapped out of the shit like a couple of hours later. That motherfucker was so damn fucked up.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
Oh, not, you know what I'm saying? I mean, not saying your wife, but a lot of motherfuckers would blame that shit on that fucking alcohol, too, man. Motherfucker be, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I blacked out. I didn't know. Bitch, he was saying his name. You wasn't blacked out. Oh, Jeff. You done bust in a... I blacked out. I didn't know he was, bitch, he wasn't fucking the corpse. Man,
I agree.
The videotape then surfaces. You talk about, I blacked out. Bitch, you got your man cocked up. He ain't.
Yeah, and you holding your ankles.
Right, you holding your ankles. Mama, fuck your mother. Oh, I blacked out. No, you finna get a black eye.
Oh, you just suck dick in your sleep, huh?
Right.
Stop me sucking my tongue. That's
right.
A good one.
Man, I took shit out of you telling me that some shit like that. Oh, I thought that was my tongue.
Damn.
Man, I probably have to look at you twice like, bitch, what'd you just say to me?
Okay, like, oh, my God.
Oh, I thought that was my tongue I was sucking.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yeah.
That's all was going through my head at that point.
Yep.
Oh, baby. So wait a minute. I'm looking at you sucking this nigga dick on the motherfucking videotape. I thought I was sucking my tongue.
Say what?
I'm gonna kill you.
She thought she was sucking her tongue.
Right.
She.
Man. You finna get your ass knocked the fuck out. I mean, imagine that, dog.
dick in your sleep.
You should have been somebody that brought you the tape. You got the tape watching it. She in there sleep. Tired.
Talking about he raped me. Bitch, I don't know. One point in time is he raping you. You, she jacking him off. He talking about he raped me.
No, she on top of riding the shit out of him.
Right.
Fuck that. Fuck that. He's talking about, baby, I'm tired. I worked at double. I'm watching the tape. You supposed to
get your work. Hey, what they sell Dolomite? He ain't been doing, bitch, please.
Yeah, it's going to be some, we got some serious issues. Some serious issues going on. You calling me talking about you at work. Baby, I'm working a double tonight. I'm looking at the timestamp on the videotape. 2 a.m.? They just told me she had to work a double.
Right.
You know, y'all really getting on us. Y'all are really getting on us. What about y'all little stories? Tell
Same
y'all little stories. Y'all be on us.
What stories you want to know? I'll tell you anything.
No, I'm going to tell you. I got a story. Jenny, yesterday I got a story. I'm dedicating this story to all the guys on Sin City. All right. We ain't got shit to say. No stories here.
Fresh out of bubblegum. That's about it.
Story. Yeah, I'm sure. All y'all excuses. I don't know. I was just sitting here. That thing I know, my dick was in her mouth.
I said.
I was asleep.
Yelling. My dick fell right in her mouth.
You know.
She was fucking my dick.
Hey, now you know it's possible for a dude to be asleep, his dick hard as goddamn Chinese arithmetic, and you sit on that shit, and his ass don't wake up for a couple of seconds. I don't want to hear that shit.
You know what your woman going to tell you, right? Waylo, you know what your woman going to tell you?
You bastard son of a bitches.
That I don't believe. The minute it get hard, you woke. Stop playing.
Nah.
If I wake up, my shit already hard. Goddamn it.
I didn't woke up to here.
You know what? Since you mentioned that, that's the most beautiful thing in the world. I like to give a 2-second. Moment of silence to being woke up to some head.
Oh, wow.
Fucking cocksucker.
Did he get to say that word?
Yeah, he get to say it. You don't. You know the rules.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. All right, y'all, We didn't win over, man. We're going to have to end this before they cut us off. We're doing the same thing tomorrow night. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Great show. Good laughs. Talk to you all tomorrow.
Sucking your tongue. I just bet you are.
No, I'm sucking dick. You better
Wicked Waylo.
I'll pretend like I'm asleep. Whoever want to just creep in and give me some heads, like I'm asleep. That's okay with me. Get at this in the inbox. Had a great show tonight. Good laughs.
All right, butter.
Did y'all know I was double joining?
In your mouth? If you double
joint
it in your mouth, I'm
going to
marry you.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a very flexible tongue, very.
Right, what we can do is put pics, videos, blogs, and everything else on sincity.spruce.com. Oh, before everybody go, you can put your pictures on from your phone. It's the same scenario as if you was adding your pictures, like if you was on a PC. Just do it the same way. A lot of people's like, well, they can't add no pictures, but you do it the same way you do if you add a PC. You go to photos, add photos, press the make, and the pictures on your phone will pop up. Just a little food for thought, just in case anybody got pictures on their phone they want to put on there.
Oh, I got one more thing, too. Mr. Marcus Jr. is
Yes, I did see that.
Oh, Mr. Marcus Jr. okay.
I got some pictures on my phone. I think I might
want to
post.
I might have to go and do that, too.
So if you got some pictures, please. Hey, man, y'all, come on now. I'm networking and politicking this site to everybody, and it's like, man, people like, well, shit, ain't nobody putting no new pictures up. Come on, man. We got to let these motherfuckers know we here.
Go on the site and look.
Oh, you done posted on
the group? Sunshine, you got any last words?
No, love it so, love it so.
All right, Lil Gerald, last words?
Man, I enjoyed the show, man. Thank y'all for having me, man. Definitely going to be back.
Hey, man, tell that motherfucker who called you Lil Gerald. You grown-ass man.
That's his name, man.
That man,
we ain't
Lil. Right, that man named Gerald.
Call him
Lil Gerald. Right,
they
call him G or something.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
I'm just saying, man, could call the man Lil Gerald. God damn.
Hey, man, I can't help it, dog. That's his name. You got any last words, man?
Yeah, man, SinCity.Spruce.com, man. Like I say, I'm networking and politicking it every day. Let's build it up. Fuck Facebook. Facebook, hey, they put y'all in these little rooms. These people make these little rooms trying to sneak pictures on Facebook, and they delete the room. Come on, SinCity.Spruce.com. Don't nothing get deleted unless you got a picture of a nun on there. That's it. We delete all nuns.
SinCity.Spruce.com, motherfucker, son of a bitches, fucking cocksucker. I'm sending the fucking son, you bastard, motherfucker.
All right.
That's being said, we out, dog. I'll let y'all tomorrow.
All right.